anybody seen my pincushion?
Oh, yeah. I hope you don't mind, Ma. I use it as part of a still life of a bowl of fruit I was painting.
JJ, you use my pincushion in a bowl of fruit?
Yeah, Ma. That's true ghetto artistry. You use what you got. I use your pincushion as the apple. Dad's socks as the avocado. Michael's basketball as the pumpkin. And Thelma's face as the lemon.
Just bend a little and you can throw your body in as a banana.
You got some nerve, you old Chiquita banana.
All right, all right. You two knock it off, please. I'm trying to figure out these bills.
What kind of shape we in financially this month, James?
Well, we ain't in a position to challenge the Rockefellers. But we ain't headed for the poorhouse either, baby. For once, we are in the black.
What do you mean, for once?
Everything paid for, James.
Everything, baby. Rent, utilities, and luxuries.
Daddy, you forgot to mention food.
These days, that comes under luxuries.
Family, say hello to George Washington 35 times.
Hello, George. Hello, George.
You know, I never realized how handsome old George is.
Ma, it's his wooden teeth. He uses Crest, and he has 24% fewer termites.
You know, baby, it sure seems strange having money left over at the end of the month.
You children are responsible for that, you know. Your part-time jobs help to put us ahead. This never happened to this family before. What are we going to do with the extra $35, James?
I don't know. Whatever we do, we better spend it today, because tomorrow it ain't going to be worth but $22.50. Hey, baby, why don't you take the money and buy something for yourself? Something silly. You deserve it.
Hey, I just had a better thought of what to do with that money.
Huh?
I'd like for Thelma to take singing lessons with Gertie Vincent.
You really mean it? Hmm?
Oh, Ma, now Dad said do something silly, not insane.
Now, JJ, your sister has a very pretty voice, and I think she ought to have a chance to develop it.
Margaret really has voice lessons?
I think so. Right, James?
Yeah, baby. Matter of fact, you can call Gertie right now and make the arrangements.
Oh, I will.
Oh, thank you, Daddy.
Oh, you're welcome, baby girl.
Sing it. That's a...
Give me the basketball. I'm going outside to shoot some, man.
Okay. Make sure nobody rips it off. My next painting is going to be a cantaloupe.
Okay. Thanks. Later, everybody.
All right. You know, if we have a surplus after Thelma's singing lessons, why don't we invest it in something smart like an earplug factory? There's gonna be a big demand around here.
I guess she ain't home.
Well, I'll get it, Ma.
Okay, so yeah.
And the same to you, Jive Turkey.
Hi, Thelma.
That old meathead janitor. I put a quarter in the washing machine this morning. It didn't work, and I started some kicking.
When I put a quarter in and it don't work, I kicked that machine myself.
I didn't kick the machine. I kicked the janitor.
Boy, Gertie, you are something else.
Hey, I was just calling you.
Well, good. Then I saved you a toll call.
Gertie, you live right upstairs. You ain't no toll call.
Oh, yes, I am. You know what they say about old Gertie Vincent? She is far out.
Oh, Gertie, I just love your sense of humor.
You've got to have a sense of humor at my age. The way I see it, you come into this world, the first thing that happens to you, get a slap on your behind from your doctor, and the slaps, punches, and kicks don't stop until they put you in a pine box. So I'm gonna laugh all I can before I'm boxed. I hope I get a nice-looking box boy.
That's a beautiful philosophy, Mrs. Vincent.
That's Ms. Vincent, Thelma. Ms. Vincent. I'm returning your cake.
Okay, Gertie.
Florida, that chocolate cake was out of sight.
Well, thank you.
Reminded me of my late husband, sweet, black, and satisfying. forgot to ask you. Florida, what were you calling me about?
We were thinking about asking you to give Thelma voice lessons.
Oh, I don't think that's going to be possible.
Good move, Gertie. You just saved yourself from a terminal earache.
One more crack out of you about your sister singing, you're going to have a terminal butt ache. Gertie, we ready to pay money?
I know, James, and I know that Thelma has a lovely voice. But I'm giving up teaching. No more lessons to anyone. I'm retiring.
Retiring? You, Gertie? I thought you lived for your singing.
I do, and I enjoy it, but it's getting to be so much of a hassle.
But what will you do if you retire?
Oh, lots of things, like racing muggers to the bus. Sitting in the park with my woman friends, watching our sup holes wrinkle. Well, I'll see y'all. Oh, Thelma, I'm sorry. I would have loved to have worked with you. Thanks again for the cake, Florida.
Oh, you're welcome, Gertie.
Bye, Ms. Vincent.
Well, now that we all regained our senses, why don't we do something small with the surplus money, like send me to art school in Paris?
Junie, the only way we could send you to Paris for $35 would be to mail you there.
We won't have any trouble slipping them through the slot. Of course, he'd probably wind up in a deadhead letter office.
Who's got some word talking about deadhead? Yo,
right.
Please, boy.
That's enough.
You know, I just can't get over Gertie deciding all of a sudden to retire. An active woman like that?
Yeah. She always struck me as being like Wilona's mouth, running all the time.
She said she loved teaching and being around young people, said it kept her young.
Well, she's 67 years old. She's entitled to retire. It's strange, though. She's such a lively old lady.
Yeah, but Thelma, what's she gonna retire to?
Maybe she found herself a lively old man.
Hi, y'all.
Hello. I just came by to show you the new clothes at the boutique.
They sell those?
Every chance we get.
It looked like something from Goodwill that's been rejected by the Salvation Army.
Well, the boutique is keeping up with the times. This is the latest line of fashion called the Recession Rags. Is Madame going to the unemployment office this morning? Well, if so, she should wear these new blue jeans with the ragged cuffs, patches there and patches there. Hey! After five, at the bread line, we suggest the same attire, but with this funky blouse. Hey!
Wilona, how much is that blouse?
Almost as much as a loaf of bread, $25.
Well, I ain't rich enough to look that poor.
I'm here. Well, that concludes the fashion show. Now on for the gossip of the day.
Well, here it comes, the Rona Barrett of the projects with the 5 o'clock news.
We got some 5 o'clock news for you, Wilona.
What?
Gertie Vincent just left here, and would you believe it, she is retiring. She ain't giving singing lessons no more.
That's just the headlines. I got the inside story. Oh. Didn't you hear about the trouble she's having? Come on over here. I got all the information from a friend down at the Social Security office.
What kind of trouble?
She gets $200 a month Social Security, yeah. Which is not enough to live on. That's why she's been given the singing lessons to get a little extra money. Mm-hmm. But do you know that every extra $2 she makes giving a singing lesson, they take away a dollar from her Social Security check?
What kind of a deal is that?
It's a new dance they invented called a Washington, D.C. boogie. See, every time you take two steps ahead, they drag you back.
So that's why Gertie decided to retire. It just doesn't pay her to give singing lessons anymore.
You know it. Flo, they got us stuck right in the middle.
People work hard all their lives to qualify for Social Security, and then when they get it, it ain't enough to make them feel secure, and it sure ain't enough to make them get social on.
Well, it just goes to show you, no matter how bad off you think you are, there's somebody hurting worse.
I just got an extra nickel. Mrs. Vincent gave it to me for carrying down her garbage.
Oh, Michael, you shouldn't have taken money from Mrs. Vincent. That poor woman don't know where her next meal is coming from.
If things are that bad, Mama, why'd she buy a dog?
Michael, Miss Vincent ain't got no dog.
Then how come her garbage was loaded with empty dog food cans?
Gertie's garbage loaded with empty dog food cans?
Yeah, Mama.
Oh, no. It's hard to believe. That means that Gertie is down to eating pet food.
Oh, that's awful.
That's a crying shame.
It sure is.
Can't be that bad. Lassie ain't never been sick a day in her life. I don't know, folks. I don't know what I'm saying. I mean, I'm so shook up.
I know what JJ means. I feel down the pit of my stomach.
Oh, James, we've just got to do something with that poor woman.
What about a protest? That's a great idea, Michael, but who do we pick it?
How about the American Kennel Club?
You think before you open your mouth, JJ.
Well, I'm going home before I burst out crying. James, you and Flo come up with any ideas to help Gertie, count me in, okay?
All right.
I just hope this doesn't happen to me when I'm 65. What am I worried about? That's at least 40 years off.
Sin. That in the richest country in the world, anyone has to be eating pet food.
Well,
the least we can do is invite her over to dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Eating one more person sure ain't gonna send none of us to bed hungry.
That's right. Wow, Ma, that's a pretty big chicken you're cooking.
If you're having chicken for dinner, then we have no problem having one more guest. Because Ma's the number one chicken mathematician in the whole ghetto. Make a chicken last for 3 days.
Hold on now, JJ. I'm pretty good at making meals go a long ways, but 3 days? Well, now that's kind of stretching things.
Oh, Ma, it's just that you haven't kept track of your mathematical wizardry. Day number one, you slosh the bird around in some boiling hot water, we got chicken soup. Day number two is the teaser. You take the wings, the thigh, and the neck, and you got something so yummy, it tickles the tummy. Oh. Day number three, you got the leg, the thigh, and the breast, and you got something so light, we call it chicken dynamite!
Well, your mama's gonna have to be some kind of magician to get Gertie over here for dinner.
How so, baby? Just tell her we're having chicken and she'll come on over here. We done had her over here for dinner before.
Yeah, once or twice a month. But you gotta remember, we just had her over to dinner day before yesterday. Now, if we invite her back again so soon, she's bound to get suspicious. She's a proud woman.
Yeah, I know that, but we just gotta figure out some way to have her over here for dinner, that's all.
Yeah.
Selma, you and JJ set the table.
Okay, Ma. You want me to set a place for Mrs. Vincent, too?
Of course, Thelma.
Will you move?
It's all this violence.
Well, Florida, have you figured out some way to get over here?
I don't know. Hey, maybe we can convince her it's a special occasion. A reason to celebrate.
Why can't you just say, Mrs. Vincent, we heard you're having a hard time, and we'd like to share our chicken with you. That would be telling her the truth.
That's right, Michael. But I'm not so sure it's quite the diplomatic thing to do.
Diplomatic?
Yeah, son, that's a word that's used mostly by people in government. See, when they want you to vote for something, but they know if they was to tell you directly what it is they want, you wouldn't vote for it. So they tell you something else, and then you end up voting for it. That's diplomacy.
That's lying.
That's the same thing.
Are you going to use diplomacy to get Mrs. Vincent over here to eat?
Well, Michael, there's only one way to act, and that's deal straight from the shoulder.
That's right, Ma. Tell her like it is.
There's no sense in beating around the bush. I'll just call her up and say, hello, Gertie. Florida. Look, we're having a little celebration. It's JJ's birthday. Yes, and we'd like for you to come over to dinner tonight. Oh, we really would like for you to come. Good. Then come right over. We're just getting ready to sit down.
Straight from the shoulder, huh, baby?
So I'm a lousy diplomat.
Oh, baby, you're great. I tell you, I'd rather have you doing the cooking than Henry Kissinger.
Oh, thanks, honey. Hey. You wouldn't do that to Henry Kissinger.
Henry ain't got what you got.
Hey. That beats pet food any day.
You know, Ma, I read somewhere that almost one-third of the dog and cat food produced is being eaten by people.
Well, the way things are now, honey, I believe it. Oh, that's Gertie.
I'll get it.
Now, listen, children, I want you all to behave as normal as you ever do.
Hi, Mrs. Vincent.
Hey, Gertie, come right on in. Have a seat. We're just getting ready to sit down and eat.
Oh, yeah, thank you, James. It's so nice of you all to have me over.
Oh, Gertie, you didn't need to bring dessert. We got a full meal.
Oh, this is not dessert. This is the main course. I'm a pretty good cook, you know, and this is my specialty, meatloaf. Oh, yes, I'm so proud of what I do with it. You know, folks eat my meatloaf and leave the table raving.
Maybe they got hydrophobia.
Oh, Gertie, that was awfully sweet of you, but I've already made chicken.
Now, Florida, you listen. You've had me over as a guest dozens of times. Please allow me to do something in return.
No. You're our guest.
I'm an old woman and a stubborn one. If you don't allow my meatloaf to be the main course, I won't stay.
Bye. Jesus.
Gertie. Chicken and meatloaf? That's too much, right?
Well, we'll just remove the chicken, and my meatloaf will be just perfect for JJ's birthday.
I'ma still be chicken about eating that meatloaf. Instead of chasing foxes, I'ma be chasing cats.
Thank you. Almost everything. Now, James, as head of the family, you get the first.
Thank you, Gertie. Junior, since you're the birthday boy, you get first place.
Almost as though you didn't want to eat my meatloaf.
That ain't no act, Gertie. I'm happy to eat your meatloaf.
Hi, am I intruding?
Oh, no, Malone. Come on in. We're just getting ready to eat.
Come on, Malone. Tell us all the gossip.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, for a couple of hours.
How you doing, Gertie?
What about dinner?
Well, that's what I came over here for.
You did?
I burned my own dinner so bad that my stove was like the towering inferno. So I figured I'd come over here and take a chance.
Well, this is the right place to take a chance.
Where do I sit?
Here, right here.
Now, there's no need for anybody to change their seat. There's plenty of meatloaf for all of us.
Michael, baby, get yourself a chair.
Uh-uh, Mama, I'm doing fine right here.
Do I love Florida's meatloaf?
Oh, this is not Florida's meatloaf tonight.
Oh, I brought it down and made it myself.
Oh, my
our dinner. You know, it's a sin to waste food, even though it is burned. Besides, the charcoal's good for my teeth, keep them white. Bon appetit, y'all.
James, let's get started.
Right. But you know me, you know, we ain't said grace yet, and I wouldn't think of taking a mouthful of food without saying grace, Gertie.
But, Dad, you never say grace, not you. I mean that you are the religious leader of this house. You are, yes.
J.J., why don't you say grace?
And don't be too long about it, J.J. When my meatloaf gets cold, it loses some of its bite. Mm.
The Lord is my German shepherd, and...
So that's what's been going on. Do you think that I would give my friends pet food?
Well, Gertie, if you enjoy it, there's no reason why... Everybody, let's eat the meatloaf.
Florida, that is ground round. What kind of a person do you think I am?
Gertie, we heard that you...
Of course, I couldn't afford better that sometimes I eat pet food. Well, I do. But that doesn't mean that I would try to fool my friends with it. That is real meatloaf, believe me.
I should have known better. I'm sorry. Can you forgive us?
Of course.
Well, in that case, let me quote the late, great Ren 10-10. Less eat!
You know, maybe there's a lesson in all of this for me, too. You people have been so busy trying to help me, and I haven't done a thing to try to help myself. Well, now I'm going to.
Well, what you gonna do, Gertie?
I'm gonna stop feeling sorry for myself because I've been caught between a rock and a hard place.
All right.
I have spent years earning my Social Security, mm-hmm. and I want it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna say that this old bag of bones is gonna be retired.
That's right.
Elmer, if you still want them lessons, I'm available.
Oh, I do, but what about your Social Security?
I'm gonna fight for it.
Good.
There are a lot of old folks around in the same boat I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
The only trouble is they don't get together. They stay in their private miseries.
That's
well, I'm going to get them together.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And together we count for a lot of folks. We not only got black power, we got Medicare power.
Oh, yeah.
Old Gertie, I know talking.
Yeah.
Okay, come on now. Let's
All
enjoy
right.
this
Let's
meal.
Eat some here. Give me some of these.
And if you want any more meatloaf, just howl.
Oh, okay.